This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy, who represents his state's 6th congressional district. He joins us today from his district as he gives us an update on what his constituents are facing in terms of a swollen Mississippi River. A little bit later, we'll get his thoughts on some of the issues related to the current health care debate. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Hey, Greg, I'm so pleased to be with you.
Well, I know earlier this morning you had a chance to tour parts of your district via helicopter to see exactly where the danger spots were, where some of the damage has already been done. What did you see up there?
Well, there's actually some good news. First, for those who may not be familiar with it, the Mississippi River has spillways which allow some of the excess Mississippi River water to get to the Gulf of Mexico by an alternative route. One of those, the Morganza spillway, was just opened. Fortunately, it appears that the water that is spilling into the spillway is being absorbed into the ground more than was thought. There's been a drought for the last 2 weeks, so that's a good thing because some of it's just being absorbed by the ground. So far, the water has not moved down as fast as it is thought, and so hopefully that means there'll be less flooding in the spillway and the areas next to it than was originally anticipated.
So that's obviously good news. What are you hearing from those folks in the affected areas by the opening of the spillways, and how much damage do you think has been avoided in some of the more populated areas?
First, as to the folks who are in it, there are some communities evacuating. It's not for sure they'll flood, but most likely they will. And, of course, our thoughts and our prayers go with them. Some farmers have lost some crops. Now, this is the first time the spillway has been open in 50 years, so for 50 years they've been able to farm, but nonetheless they're now losing their crop, and of course that's of concern to us all. But the payoff for the other communities has been great. As we flew down the Mississippi, you could see where there was a dark water line. It appeared about 1 or 2 feet above where the current level of the Mississippi is. So hopefully that means that already there's been a beneficial effect and allowing some of the Mississippi River water south of the spillway to go down, and therefore posing less damage to Baton Rouge, to the grain elevators, to the petrochemical plants, to the residences and the neighborhoods along there, as well as to New Orleans.
Do you feel like the greatest part of the threat is over? Is there still quite a bit of a watching and waiting here?
There is the crest for the river is still not due to reach Baton Rouge area, the middle part of Louisiana, if you will, for another 2 weeks. And so this is not over yet. The crest coming down will hit the Morganza spillway, at which point I suspect more water will be diverted at that time. And so there still will be flooding issues ahead of us. The Corps is watching the levees to make sure that their integrity is sound, but it's just going to take vigilance and a great deal of care. I can tell you the engineers are still very nervous, so it's certainly not over yet.
In terms of state assistance, in terms of federal assistance, what's needed and what's been provided?
In the short term, the Army Corps of Engineers is doing a good job. They are, one, monitoring the levees, doing a good job of informing the public as to what's happening. There is an area in South Louisiana at particular risk of what is called backwater flooding. The river goes down towards the Gulf of Mexico, but then some of the areas on either side of the river begin to flood, and that water actually begins to move back north. The Corps is trying to set up temporary dams to limit this, to limit the, if you will, backwater flooding of those communities a little bit further north. The USDA is working with those farmers as regards their crop insurance programs, and then those people who have flood insurance are also having their needs addressed, we hope. Some of this, though, will only play out as we see the effectiveness of those programs, and that will be after the flooding is complete.
The people of your state have certainly endured a lot in recent years. How are they holding up? Well, both those who are almost guaranteed to have some issues as a result of the spillways being open and others who are hoping everything goes well and doesn't affect the larger areas.
It is one of the most encouraging things to see is that you talk to folks who've endured Hurricane Rita, Hurricane Ike, Hurricane Gustav, Hurricane Katrina, and now this, the oil spill to boot, and there is just a resilience and an optimism that I think is part of the American spirit. Greg, when people ask me, are the best days of the United States behind us, And I think of these people who, despite a series of tragedies, are unbowed, they're optimistic, they look forward to the future. I have to think that that is the spirit of the United States, and I'm confident that any disasters we have on a national scale will be overcome similarly. I've drawn incredible encouragement from the people whom I represent.
Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.